Track 10, more news stories. Celebrating 60 years of faith, fellowship and community. A Newton Abbot church recently celebrated 60 years of worship in its current home, with a weekend of thanksgiving, reflection and community celebrations. The Avenue Church, a Methodist and United Reformed Church local ecumenical partnership, marked the milestone on July the 18th and 19th, bringing together members past and present to celebrate 6 decades since the church was established. The celebrations included an afternoon tea attended by around 100 people, followed by a Songs of Praise service. On Sunday, worship was left by the church's first United Reformed Church minister, the Reverend Martin Manley, who reflected on the church's past while looking forward to its future with a sermon entitled To Do or To Be. A specially commissioned banner marking the anniversary was unveiled in the church, while one of its original members, Jill Rue, had the honour of cutting a commemorative cake, which was shared with the congregation after the service. Although the Avenue Church celebrates 60 years in its presence building, its roots stretch back much further. Nonconformist worship in Newton Abbot dates to the 17th century when Puritans met at Bradley Pitt. The town's first Methodist chapel opened in Mill Lane in 1817 before larger premises were built in Courtney Street. In 1923, Queen Street Church replaced the Jubilee Chapel, and during the 1960s, a decision was made to merge the Queen Street and Courtney Street Church congregations. The Courtney Street Church was subsequently sold, and a new church was built on the Queen Street site. The Avenue Church was officially opened and dedicated on July the 23rd, 1966, with almost 400 people attending the ceremony. While the church's exterior remains largely unchanged, the building has evolved to meet the needs of modern worship and the wider community.
Summer fun as carnivals hit the streets. Summer is here and the time is right for partying in the streets as carnivals come to town across the regions. A packed 8 days of summer fun and entertainment saw Tynmouth revelling in the sun as it celebrated its community carnival last week. From inflatable assault courses to community art projects, sea shanty bands and a live Elton John tribute act, there was much to keep everyone of all ages entertained. Fun competitions across the week included a carnival bake-off, a garden produce contest, an art challenge and children's fancy dress. And of course, the highlight was the procession through the town. It all came to a close on Saturday with the Big Music Day, which featured a variety of entertainments on the outdoor stage, starting with the young teen stage stars and finishing with the 80s party band the Riviera Dogs. Meanwhile, across the river, Sheldon Water Carnival, now in its 65th year, went down a storm last Saturday. With over 12 hours of fun for all the family on Sheldon Beach and the Green, across the day, residents and holidaymakers were able to enjoy a range of activities from crab and spoon races to fancy dress competitions, culminating with the boat parade on Saturday. Away from the coast, Bobby Tracy was also busy with its own week of carnival capers, sports night, a quiz and chips competition, and the ever-popular car quest helped kick off the fun in the town. Carnival events culminated last week with the procession on Saturday night and the grand summer fete held in Millmarsh Park, featuring everything from a dog show, stalls and a duck race. Organisers of all three carnivals have issued a massive thank you to everyone who attended the events and to all the volunteers behind the scenes who help keep things going year after year. And this article is surrounded by photographs. I won't describe them all, but there was one with a very, very scary looking dragon from the Alice Cross Centre at Tynmouth Carnival.
Devon enters drought as heatwave and low rainfall take their toll. Devon has been officially declared in drought as one of the driest and hottest summers on record places growing pressure on the county's rivers, wildlife and water resources. The Environment Agency has confirmed that Devon and Cornwall are among 7 areas of England now experiencing drought conditions following weeks of exceptionally low rainfall and searing temperatures. The declaration means the Southwest is facing increasing environmental pressures, with river levels falling, wildlife under strain, and water demand remaining high during the prolonged dry spell. Joe Leager, environmental manager for the Environment Agency in Devon and Cornwall, said the region was experiencing a drought for the first time since 2023. The environment is feeling the strain, and it is starting to show, with signs of low flows in rivers and fish in distress. The Environment Agency has stepped up in its response across Devon and Cornwall, increasing monitoring of water resources and controlling how much water can be taken from rivers and groundwater supplies. July has seen just 7% of its expected rainfall nationally, with the southern England area receiving only 1% of normal levels. The combination of three heat waves, including 12 consecutive days above 30 degrees Celsius, has caused water supplies to decline and increased pressure on the natural environment. Higher temperatures have also dried out soils and vegetation, creating conditions where wildfires are more likely to spread. Across Devon, the impact is being felt by farmers, rivers and wildlife. Low river flows can affect habitats and put additional stress on fish populations and other species that rely on healthy waterways. The Environment Agency has urged people across the county to use water carefully, warning that every litre saved helps protect supplies for communities, agriculture and the environment. Simple measures such as taking shorter showers, turning off taps while brushing teeth or shaving, and repairing leaking toilets can all help reduce demand.
Young stars shine bright in school show. Pupils at a Teignmouth primary school took to the stage this summer in a spectacular production of The Wrong Way Round, thanks to generous support from the Helen Foundation's Ella Philp Fund. The funding enabled Our Lady in St Patrick's to purchase performance rights and access the resources needed to bring the production to life, giving Year 6 pupils the opportunity to experience the excitement of performing in a high-quality theatrical show. The production captivated audiences with outstanding performances in acting, singing and dancing, with families praising the confidence, talent and dedication shown by every member of the cast. Many audience members described it as the best school production they had ever seen, highlighting the way every child was given the opportunity to shine. One audience member said what made the performance so memorable was there wasn't just one child who stood out above the others. Every single child was a star in their own right, and each role seemed to perfectly suit them. The choreography was also singled out for praise, with one grandparent commentating that the dancing was very professionally done and a reflection of the hard work and commitment shown by pupils and staff throughout the rehearsal process. A spokesman for Our Lady in St Patrick said, "We are incredibly grateful to the Helen Foundation's Ella Philp Fund for making this production possible. Opportunities such as these give children the chance to develop creativity and teamwork, resilience and confidence while creating memories that will stay with them for years to come. We are immensely proud of every member of our Year 6 cast and the commitment they showed throughout the rehearsal process."